August 8, one day at a time. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Psalm 37:18. The talent of time is precious. Every day it is given to us in trust, and we shall be called upon to give an account of it to God. Day by day we are all to be trained, disciplined, and educated for usefulness in this life. Only one day at a time. Think of this. One day is mine. I will in this one day do my best. I will use my talent of speech to be a blessing to some other one, a helper, a comforter, an example which the Lord my Savior shall approve. I will exercise myself in patience, kindness, forbearance, that the Christian virtues may be developed in me today. If you are right with God today, you are ready if Christ should come today. What we need is Christ formed within the hope of glory. We want that you should have a deep and earnest longing for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Your old tattered garments of self-righteousness will not give you an entrance into the kingdom of God, but that garment that is woven in the loom of heaven, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, will. It will give you an inheritance among the sanctified. That is what we want. It is worth more than all worldly gain. It is worth more than all your farms. It is worth more than all the honor that finite beings can bestow upon you. Are you individually, daily preparing that you can unite with the family of heaven? Are you quarrelsome here? Are you finding fault with your household here? If you are, you will find fault with them in heaven. Your character is being tested and proved in this life whether you will make a peaceable subject of God's kingdom in heaven. The Lord requires us to perform the duties of today and to endure its trials. We are today to watch that we offend not in word or deed. We must today praise and honor God. By the exercise of living faith, today we are to conquer the enemy. We must today seek God and be determined that we will not rest satisfied without His presence. We should watch and work and pray as though this were the last day that would be granted us. How intensely earnest then would be our life. How closely would we follow Jesus in all our words and deeds.